Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can somebody hear me, please? Can you hear me, please? Is it clear? Very clear. Yeah, yeah, just pass a comment and let me see you. I'm seeing a lot of people around. Pass a comment. Today is a very special service and everything is possible. Hallelujah, everything is possible. Kindly pass a comment. The Lord bless you so much. I'm seeing a lot of people. I'm seeing Josephine. I'm seeing Fia. I'm seeing Esther. I'm seeing Essie, Victory, Becky, Anel, Waters, Nukunu, Asan, Beatrice, Efie, Cassie, Ernestina, and God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. The Lord bless you so much. The Lord bless you so much. We'll be delving deep into the word of the Lord right now. So just stay with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. And as the word of the Lord is coming, may God prepare your heart for his word. My God. Rababa Shanda Rababa. Madabaku Dibiana Rabas Shandi Dibisaya. La Baba Baku Dibiadaba. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. As your word is coming, in the name of Jesus, let us receive of you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, by his word we are healed, and by his stripes we are healed. We pray in the name of Jesus. Makuda Baba Shande Debebe, Rababa Kudibia Baba, Mahantalaba Sendo Dobo Shande Debeke Debe, Lana Mashanda Rabakunibia Baraba Sande Debo Shanda Rababa. Rababa Kudibia Barababa, Rababa Kudime Antana Mazandaba, Ipalaba Shadabababa, Rababa Kudibia Darabas, Rababa Kudibia Talabas Shandibi, Antana Mazini Bianti, Rabatu Kidibia Darabas Shandibu Shanda. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your word have impact on your sons and your daughters like never before, I pray. Let your word have impact on your sons and your daughters. I pray. We have gathered here, God, because of you. Nanek, you have passed a comment. Ipalakadini biyan tarabashundurobu sandarabababa. Rababakuni biyan tarabasini biyan telebe. Rebalakadini biyan dorobu shandelebe. Let your word have its way. Let your word have its cause. Let this meeting, let this service bless a soul. Let this service transform a soul. Let this service transform a soul and give someone hope in the name of Jesus. Let freedom be best for someone here, God. Radabakuda Baba Shanda Rababa. Li Lebenebu Shanda Rababa. Yan Talabas Udibian Kodibian Daraba Shandi. Rapa Paladabaya. Yan Tonobu Tonobu Kodoburu Shada Baba. Lia Barakadaba Sanda Laba Shindi. Yan Palababa Sada Baba. As we have come to you, God, as we have come to you, God, as we have come to you, God, feed us with that which only you can feed us in the name of Jesus. As we have come to you, God, feed us with that which only you can feed us in the name of our Lord Jesus. The word that we live in is polluted with death, with assumptions. The world that we live in is polluted with what people think, with people's feelings, what people think in the name of Jesus. But as we have come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, feed us with that which only you can feed. For us, that which only you can do. Mantaraba Sunday, Liberty, Beyond Arabasunday. And at the end we will be blessed, Father. And at the end we will be blessed, Father. And at the end we will be blessed, Father. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Comment, hallelujah. The Lord bless you so, so much. The Lord bless you so, so, so much. Hallelujah. Somebody paste 1 John chapter 14. 1 verse 14. 1 John chapter 1 verse 14. God bless you, Ernestina. God bless you, Becky. First John chapter 1 verse 14. Hallelujah. I'm reading. The Bible says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Are you there, somebody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the anchor of Christianity is the word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. Hallelujah. Jesus is the word personified. Jesus is the word personified. John chapter 1 verse 14, please. John chapter 1 verse 14. Are you there, please? John chapter 1 verse 14. What did I say? I said 1 John. Oh, okay, sorry. Hallelujah. So, the anchor of our Christian life is the word becoming flesh. The anchor, John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Hallelujah. So we are saying that Jesus is the word personified. And thank God that Jesus experienced that which we are experiencing. Jesus is not, God is not a God who is not able to empathize and sympathize with what we are going through as human beings. But he's someone that who sympathizes with whatever thing that we are going through, because he has been here before. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the word personified, but the focus of tonight's service is the full of grace and the full of truth. I want you to make your notes parts ready and write them, as many as you can write. Hallelujah. Full of grace and full of truth. How in the world did Jesus have these two contradictory components living in him? Grace and truth. How in the world? How in the world is these two contradictory words, grace and truth, living in one person? Hallelujah. Grace and truth. Full of grace and full of truth. How in the world?
is these two seemingly contradictory words living in one man. Hallelujah. But you know, on the surface, these two words do not go together. But as we look at it closely, can you hear me, please? Is the music high? Let me. Okay, someone says not at all. Hallelujah. Amen. You people are enjoying the music, power. God bless you so much. So, you know, on the surface, these two words do not go together. Grace and truth, no. But when we look at it closely, you will now see that grace and truth are not two contradictory words, but grace and truth are paradox. It's a paradox. Hallelujah. What is a paradox? Those of us who are English experts, those of us who took their SHS and JHS schooling seriously, you understand that when you say a paradox is a seemingly absurd or contradictory statement or a proposition which, when investigated, may prove to be well-founded or true. Hallelujah. So if you went to a good school, you understand that grace and truth, when you say it's a paradox, you understand that a paradox is something that when you look at it on the surface, it is not true. But as you think about it and you go deeper, you start to take and you start to peel the surface off and you start to dig deeper, you would understand that the thing is true. That is why grace and truth is real. Grace and truth can live in one person. The component grace and truth can coexist in an individual. Hallelujah. This is my favorite part of the ministration, and I want to begin with it. Hallelujah. And at the end of this ministration, you should be able to ascertain and assess yourself to be able to know who you are. At the end of this ministration, you should be able to understand or categorize yourself and know where you fall. Hallelujah. You know, we want to look at grace and truth in the character of believers. Grace and truth in the character of believers. Hallelujah. So when you look at these two components and you look at a very typical believer, you will know that most of us, most believers, we are sharply directed, and we directly fall at one of these sides. Either we are full of grace, or either we are more prone to grace, or either we are more glued to grace, or we are more glued to truth. Am I making sense, somebody? Am I making sense? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? If you can hear me, say, I hear you. Jesus is Lord. So now, let us consider what it means. Amen. Let's pick who a grace believer or a grace Christian is. You know, when you pick a grace believer, they are easily going believers. They are easygoing people. They love easily. They are loving people. They are very, very accommodating. They flow with each and every person. A grace believer, those prone to grace, those glued to grace, they flow with each and every person, very accommodating. They love, they can hug everybody at church service. They can move along with any person. That is who a grace believer is. Hallelujah. Grace oriented Christians, they love forgiveness and freedom. They forgive easily. They love freedom. And thank you, God bless you for sharing. They love freedom. They are those that when they are in church, let's go for picnic, let's go for dinner, let's go for fanfare, let's go for jogging, let's go for this, let's go for that. They are fun, they are fun to be around. That is more of the trait of people who are with the grace, with grace. Hallelujah. They are strong on grace, but they are weak on truth. They are strong on grace, but they are weak on truth. That is a grace believer. So to the grace believer, truth sounds mean. The grace believer don't understand why you speak like that. You speak the truth like that. Grace believers, they why do you speak the truth like that? So when they are not comfortable with people who speak the truth always, like, it is too mean. That is the grace believer. Am I making sense? Is someone assessing him or herself? Hallelujah. So that is the grace believer for you. But the issue is that the challenge with grace believer or a grace person is that they lower the standard of truth. Because they are loving people, they lower the standard of truth. They forget that without truth, God's grace is meaningless. They forget that without truth, God's grace is meaningless. Because they are easily going people, and they forgive easily, and they love easily, and they are accommodating, they can lower the standard of truth so that you can flow with them. So someone who is a grace person don't mind when you are doing some things around them. They are okay because they can give you a scripture that will even tell you that it is well with you and it is well with your soul. That is what a grace person is. Hallelujah. Are you a grace person? Hallelujah. Amen. So assess yourself now whether you are a grace person or we should move on. Assess yourself. Assess yourself. Can you hear me? I'm using Bluetooth, so I don't know how it is for the first time, but so give me feedback. Is it okay? Alright, thank you very much. Now let's go to the truth believer. Truth believer. Hallelujah. For the truth believer, they are not afraid of anybody. They are not afraid of anybody. They will tell you that the thing just as it is. They will go right on top and hit at the nail exactly where it needs to be hit. They will tell you straight in your face everything you need to hear. They are more of strict people. That is a truth believer. More of a strict person. They are disciplinarians. They will discipline you. Truth believer. Oh, they are not afraid of anyone. No. The Bible says this and that and that and bam. They will hit it just as it is. I hear somebody. They are very schematic people. They have everything plan on paper, they hardly bend their standards. No, I said this. In the morning, I said I would do this. We told you to do this. Why didn't you do it? That is a typical grace believer for you. The truth-oriented Christian loves studying scriptures and theology. They love studying scriptures and theology. They are sometimes very quick to judge and slow to forgive. Because they know scriptures, they know what they are saying. So they know what they are saying. They are very, very knowledgeable. It makes them quick to judge sometimes and slow to forgive. Are you loving the service already? The truth believer is strong on truth and weak on grace. Strong on truth, weak on grace. To the truth believer, grace sounds easy and meaningless. To the truth believer, grace sounds easy and meaningless. No, this thing is easy. Hey, no, no, it's easy. No, you can't. No, you can't use. You can't. No, you can't do this and come and do this. No, you can't be playing Ofecho and come to church. No, you can't be dancing to say cheese and come to church. No, no, that is the truth believer. No, no, the grace believer. It's fine. It's fine. No, we love God. That is the most important thing. That is the truth believer. The grace. No, we love God. No, it's fine. The truth believer. No, you can't. You can't have two girlfriends. No, it is not allowed. No. So the truth believer, they are straight. The grace believer, it is somewhere. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. You know, I did this experiment on a page. I asked them a question and I wanted to know how they think. And before I ended, right, the issue is that two people just explained my message for me. They made me understand that. That thing is very real. If you pick a Christian, you will see that it is, most of them, they are either here or there. So the grace believer says, no, it's fine. Oh, my friends go for club. My friends go to the club to go and drink. Me, I just go and sit there. I don't drink some. It is cool. Even the Bible says that before we win them, we should be able to mingle with them. That is the grace believer. The truth believer says, no, 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 no. Someone makes us understand that we don't need to stay in the seat of mockers. No, it is not good. You don't need to have an unbeliever friend. No, no, no. The truth, that is the truth believer. That is the truth believer. You don't need to have an unbeliever friend. No. Why should your friend dress like that? Why should you also try to? Why do you want to dress like that? No. No, don't dress like that. A Christian cannot dress like that. A Christian cannot wear bikini. A Christian, hey, the truth, that is a true believer. The great believer said, oh no, don't scream, no, 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 don't do this, please, no. You sack them from church. You sack them from church. And the truth believer says, let them go. Even if it's to remain with three people, you have church. Let them go. Even if it's to remain with three people, we will have church. Let them go. That is the truth believer. And the grace believer was, no, please, no, don't do that. Are you loving the message? 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 Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Jesus was full of grace and of truth. You know, by the time we are done, I would some of you, I would just think, I'm picking your mind. I'm going to shake your mind. Squeeze certain things out of your mind. Plant certain things in your mind. Then somersault what you know. Then fix how you should go as a believer. That is what we are doing here. We have come to a workshop for God to work on our minds. And after here, you should have a different perspective as a believer. Your eyes should be open as to how to behave as a believer. Your thinking should be fixed and your thinking should be right after here. You would also understand the switches in all these. The issue is that it is hurting us. It is hurting the church. It is troubling the church so much that because of grace, certain things are condoned in church. And because of truth, certain things cannot be done in church. And both of these, when you go to the two extremities, you know that we are losing people and we are losing souls because of these. Hallelujah. So the challenge with the truth believer is that whilst they go about telling the truth, they forget that they will also need the grace they are refusing to give certain people. Whilst they go about their duties, the truth believer forget that they will also need the grace that they are refusing to give to people. While they are so strict on truth, they would also know that they need it. They forget that they need it. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the life of our Master Jesus. So, you know, what does it mean to be like Jesus? When we want to check the character of Jesus Christ, we can list a tall list of characters of who Jesus is. Hallelujah. But you know, the taller the list, right, the more or the lesser we can wrap our minds around it. If we can't even juggle three balls, how can we juggle a dozen? So we need to look at something. What if the character of Jesus Christ has been reduced to just two ingredients? What if the character of Jesus Christ has been just reduced to just two things? And actually, in fact, it is. All the character of Jesus is funneled in the fullness of grace and of truth. The character of Jesus has been funneled in the fullness of grace and truth. The Bible did not say that Jesus is 50% grace and 50% truth. No. But the Bible says that Jesus is 100% grace and Jesus is 100% truth. So when you look at Jesus, all the components was in him. Hallelujah. Even in Exodus 34 verse 6, the Bible says that God abound in love and in faithfulness. The Hebrew translation for abounding in love and faithfulness is equivalent to grace and truth. So it means that even in the Old Testament, there was grace and there was truth. But the self-appointed gatekeepers of God, that is the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they made us understand that God is a God of only truth and you should fear him. And he is a Uhudios God. And before you come, God is Uhudios. You can't approach him, and they are the only people that they can go to God. So these things have had an impact on people's mind for a very long time, that when you are telling them the love of God, there are times that they don't really believe. They make the work of Jesus Christ become some way. No, this thing is too easy. Hallelujah. But you must understand that these two elements should coexist in the hearts and the lives of every believer. These two elements must coexist in the heart of every believer, just as it was in the life of our master. Just as it was in the life of our master, we see the life of Jesus. We see prostitutes come to Jesus and kiss the feet of Jesus. We see tax collectors, Jesus going to the house of tax collectors. So you must understand that it wasn't only truth that was in Jesus, but there was also grace in Jesus. But the challenge is how to balance the grace and the truth. So the issue is that it is not because grace and truth is incompatible, but it's because we lack the perspective to resolve their paradox. We lack the perspective to resolve how true it is. But I pray for you, somebody, as you have joined tonight, this morning, this afternoon's podcast, God will pour grace on your head to be able to fully understand this truth in the name of Jesus. As a believer, never approach truth except in the spirit of grace. Never approach truth except in the spirit of grace. And never approach grace except in the spirit of truth. So don't just go condemning people to death, condemning people to hell, when there is grace for them. So before you approach somebody to tell the person that what they are doing will lead them to hell, know and approach them. Let them rest on the grace of God first. As they are resting on the grace of God first, then you give them the truth that, my brother, my sister, if you don't do this, you are leading to hell. There are countless mistakes in marriage. There are countless mistakes in parenting. There are countless mistakes in ministry and other relationships because of the inability to balance grace and truth. A lot of people sometimes even neglect both. And those who even do it, they choose one over the other. So there are people that even... There are people that in their marriage, they'll deal with their husband or their spouse based on only truth. So they do everything, bam, bam. Everything just as it is, bam, bam. Everything truth. The thing they strict, bam, bam. That is truth marriage. So you could see that there is no love inside. You could see that there is no love in the marriage. And there are people too, their marriage is all centered around grace, and they can't be truthful to themselves, and they are lavishly lavishly. There is no truth in there. There are parents that they train their words with just strict ways. Strict ways, no grace. Strict ways, no grace. People do, they are trained. So those who are trained with strict ways, most of the times the kids they might also go wayward. Imagine someone, you punish them, and then it's okay. And there are people today are sick in their house, full of grace, no truth. They are fooling. They watch them. Oh my kid, oh my daughter. Hey, Ajua, you are my daughter. Oh, I love you. Hey, that is only grace that they end up becoming Jimmy, becoming uncut, becoming no discipline in them. Because it's only grace. This message will help you, will help your relationship, will help your Christian life, will help your marriage, will help your life in general. If you are able to balance grace and truth, if you are able to balance grace and truth, if you are able to balance grace and truth as a believer, because truth without grace breeds self-righteousness. You check the life of people who, they, for them, there. You see, people, there are a lot of people, they are very self-righteous. So when they see people doing anything, these people. Yeah, They, for them, they see themselves as angels. And they see other people as demons who have booked their coupon already to hell. And they have become self-righteous with themselves. They have forgotten that it is the grace of God. It is, you know, they have forgotten that the Bible even says that even you, that you are self-righteous. Your righteousness on your best day is as filthy as rag compared to who God is. Compared to who God is, your righteousness, it is as filthy as rag. So, if you are only with grace, if you are only with truth, you preach self-righteousness. Legalism, it poisons the church and it pushes the world away from Christ. You know, there are a lot of believers. Unbelievers can't come to them, because anytime they are with them, they are going to hell. There are a lot of believers. They are very self-righteous people that unbelievers can't come to them. That unbelievers can't come to them. And it's pushing people away from the church. It's pushing people away from the church. It's pushing people away from the church. It's pushing people away from Christ. People can't come to God because we have picked only truth. That we should let them rest on the wings of grace. We should let them rest on the wings of grace. And as they rest on the wings of grace, we give them the truth 100%. As they rest well on the grace that, oh, God loves you. God loves you even in your weakness. God loves you even in your sin. God loves you even in your this. God loves you even in your prostitution. God loves you. You are a gay, but God loves you. You are a lesbian, but God loves you. We tell them the grace. So as they know, oh, there's someone who loves me like this. Okay. Once they know, then we give them the truth that if they don't stop, they are leading to this place. The same way, grace without truth breeds moral indifference. The same way, grace without truth breeds moral indifference. And it keeps people from seeing the need for Christ. So check all those people who are very grace-oriented people. They live anyhow. They play any music. They dance any dance. They do every video. So when people look at them, they say, why do I even need Christ? Because someone who is even with Christ is doing this. Then me too. Let me do. I don't need Christ. Let me also be who I can be. Because even the believer is doing this. Hello? So if grace without truth breeds moral indifference, you become like an unbeliever. You go where the unbeliever go. You drink what they drink. You listen to what they listen to. You and them, No difference. So because you are like them, they don't know why they should come to Christ. Because we roll together, you know. We are together, you know. We move together. Oh, so Charlie, you know, sir. No, yami aba. The Lord bless you. Are you loving the message? Are you loving the message? And another thing that I've seen with grace believers is that they want to soften the gospel by minimizing the truth to keep people from they minimize the truth to keep so that people can come inside. Anytime you try to soften the gospel by minimizing the truth, you keep people from Jesus. And anytime you want to toughen gospel, you want to toughen the gospel by minimizing grace, you keep people from Jesus. That is why you need to balance it. It is not enough for you to offer just grace. It is not enough for you to offer just truth. You need to offer both of them. So anytime you are dealing with someone, deal with someone based on truth and grace. Based on truth and grace. You check. You know, grace and truth, they are essential. They are inseparable. They are together. People sense that Jesus loved them. Even when he spoke difficult words, Jesus, people sense that this man loved us. That is why tax collectors wanted to see him. Amen, NST. That is why Mary Magdalene can run and kiss his feet. Because even in their weakness, even in their sin, they sensed grace. And when they got to him, he told them the truth. That is why Zacchaeus said, I will sell everything. Because at that time, he had encountered truth. So he was now selling everything. Most sinners love being around Jesus. They enjoy his company. They sought after him. They invited him to their homes and to their parties. Today, most sinners don't want to be around Christians. Nobody draws. No. Close. No. Today, most sinners don't want to be around Christians. The issue is that nobody wants to draw close to something that is not incomprehensible. Nobody wants to draw close to something which is not incomprehensible. If you don't comprehend, the issue is that there are some people too, they are becoming, they comprehend, and now they are the same with them. Now they are same. They go where they go. They talk what they talk. They eat what they eat. They dress how they dress. They play what they play. Everything the same. And now, gradually or eventually, they are lost. They have become like them. There are some people today want to make sinners feel comfortable. There are people today want to make sinners feel comfortable. They never talk about sin. They don't want to offend anyone. They replace truth with tolerance, lowering the bar so that everyone can jump over it and feel good about themselves. No, something is wrong if all unbelievers hate you, or something is wrong if all unbelievers hate us, and something is wrong if all unbelievers like us. Something is wrong if all unbelievers hate us, and something is wrong if all unbelievers like us. If we accurately demonstrate grace and truth, some will be drawn towards us and some will be offended by us, just as they were offended by Jesus. There was a time in the life of Jesus, Jesus preached and everybody ran away. Nobody was there except his disciples. Then he told them, "Will you also leave me too?" So, if you accurately demonstrate grace and truth, some will be drawn towards you, some will be offended also by you, just as they were offended by Jesus. But when you're offended by, when you offend everybody, it's because we've taken on truth mantle without grace. If we offend everybody, it means that we've taken on truth mantle without grace. And when we offend nobody, it's because we've watered down truth in the name of grace. If you don't offend anybody, or when you offend nobody, or if you don't offend anybody, it means you've watered down truth in the name of grace. Is somebody loving the message? Somebody loving the message. I'll end soon. Today we teach, then we pray short, then we are done. I want you to understand it and let it be in you. Take it to your schools, take it to your marriage, take it to raising you and your kids. To raising your kids, like pick it. Deal with people. Be full of grace, be full of truth. It will save your marriage. It will make you become a good parent. That when your kids, they are growing up, you don't only become grace and give them shepherd without telling them the truth. One day they will curse you. And you will not also raise your kids with only truth. You will not know that they are kids, therefore they need grace. One day they will also curse you. Yes, please. Yes, please. People water down. They water down. They water down. Watered. They water down grace. They water down truth in the name of grace. You know, spiritually, let's take this thing. Let's go to the spiritual dimension. That is a spiritual symmetry. We are about delving to that side too. Those of us who did better course in school, right? You understand this. When you pick the DNA double helix, I know only three people will understand here. Only three people. When you pick the DNA double helix, right? It's a balance. Description of grace and truth. When you pick the DNA double helix, right? Yeah, you see, only five people understand. Or forgive me. Next time, do better program. The Lord bless you. The two strands of DNA wrap around each other. You know that the two strands of the DNA wrap around each other. This is grace and truth, I'm telling you. I'm telling you truth. But I'm using grace. So I won't say that. Your course is good though, but it is not better. The Lord bless you. So that is just by the way. You would understand that when you pick the DNA helix, you know, an axis of and the axis of symmetry, the two strands run opposite in opposite direction, providing a perfect correction for each other. Grace and truth is the same. Grace and truth is the same. They are spiritual DNA. They are in our spiritual DNA. The building blocks of Christ-centered living. If you don't understand grace and truth, you'll be lost in action. You'll be lost in action. Unbelievers can't come close to you. Or you'll be lost and you become an unbeliever. These complementary strands, they create flawless spiritual balance and stability. Though the strands, they run opposite in opposite direction, they correspond perfectly. Without both strands, we cannot properly function. That is how spiritually grace and truth is. They look opposite on the surface, but you must understand that they correspond perfectly. They correspond perfectly. Hallelujah. So as a believer, you should be able to understand. The Bible says Jesus was full of grace and full of truth. You know one thing? It is not the opportunity to share Christ's grace. It seemed right. But it's not just truth that puts us in awkward position. Grace also puts you in awkward position. Grace can also put you in an awkward position. There are times those who are more glued to grace, they say, oh, these truth people, they are very awkward people. But listen, there are times that grace can also put you in a very awkward position. Let's say you see a group of lesbians. They are protesting in your country. They are going on a march. You want to show them the grace of God. So you want to love them. You want to be accommodating before you give them the truth, right? That one is easy. But can you also show someone who think that rape is also an entitlement? Can you show that person grace also? Can you stand with that same person? So in your quest to live a life of grace and truth, be prepared to be picketed along the way. Radical liberal non-believers will attack you. And radical conservative believers will also attack you. So when you show grace, there are people who attack you. When you show truth, there are people who also attack you. You see, living in grace and truth is a very tight rope. Who has ever seen people who play piano? Is it piano? No. This I didn't know boy. Yeah. No, move on. Not piano. Yeah. Is it bass or the one that is with strings? Guitar. Yeah. The guitar. You see, the guitar. You see, it should be very tight, but it should not also be very tight. That is how grace and truth is. All right, Mrs. Tama. tower, please. It should be like that. Sa umiamu din 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 ebete. Wa umiamu din so ebete. That is how grace and truth is. So when you stand for truth, when you stand for truth, you are held in contempt by some non-believers. You are held in contempt by non-believers. Hey, no, hey, no, hey, no. And when you demonstrate grace to, you'll be held in contempt by some believers. So it means in as much as we want to live for grace and truth, we will still get people who will be offended. But the issue is that we must stand for Jesus. We must stand for grace and truth together. Don't ever approach anybody without sending grace and at the same time sending truth. If you leave truth behind, you are in trouble. If you leave grace behind, we are in trouble. Some people hate truth. Others also hate grace. But Jesus loves them both. And that is why we should exhibit them both. So we have a choice to make. Are we going to spend our lives trying to please grace haters or truth haters? Or we are going to seek and please the only one whose judgments we will stand? Jesus, who is full of grace and truth. On what we, not on what we avoid, but on who we embrace. So it is not the do's and the don'ts that will cause something to change. It is we presenting the truth, who is Jesus. Whenever, anytime you talk more about do's and don'ts than about Jesus, eh? Something is wrong. This is because there are certain unbelievers who don't smoke, who don't steal, who don't gossip, who don't do any of these things that we are saying do, don't do. So does that person need Jesus or not? Definitely, we know that the person needs Jesus. That is why you must present Jesus and not our do's and don'ts. If the person get to know Jesus, the do's and the don'ts will vanish by itself. The do's the person will do and the don'ts the person will not. Christ did not come to modify our character. Christianity is not a character modification parlor. No. Christianity is far more than sin management. No. Christianity is a life. Receiving Jesus into our hearts will definitely change your character. It will not even change your character. It will give you a new character. That is the truth. So, you check Christians who grew up with graceless truth. Graceless truth. They are repelled by self-righteousness and they are attracted to the world like that. People who grew up with graceless truth, they are repelled by self-righteousness and they are attracted to the world. And the opposite is also so. So let's live for grace and let's live for truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through your truth. Thy word is truth. Truth is more than mere fact. Truth is presenting Jesus. We cannot change the truth. The truth must change us. We cannot change the truth. The truth must change us. The truth sanctifies us. It purifies us. So we should understand these things. We should understand these things so that we will live a life balance of grace and truth. So that I have been to men of God, and when they are preaching, anytime they are preaching and they are preaching, when you sit under their administration, you go home depressed, you go home feeling like a sinner every day, you go home always with the mind that you are not him. You are not him. Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me, please? Feeling like they are not him. And I've suffered people's ministration that when I go home, it's like sin is not anything again. Oh, it's like I can do everything I want. No, this is killing us. We must find a perfect balance of grace and truth, and it should not be 50-50. The Bible says Jesus is 100% grace, 100% truth. So I am full of the grace of God. So even when you meet the worst sinner and the person killed 50 people, show the person grace before you give the person truth. Show the person both grace and truth. Don't show the person just one side. If you show the person only grace, why are they smoking and I'm not catching? No. You did well by killing the person. No. But you let the person know that, you have committed these crimes. You are a terrorist. You are a Boko Haram person. Oh, okay. God loves you. Even in your weakness. Even when you are a sinner, Christ died for you. You are the reason why he died for you. He loves you so much. So after giving that to the person, then you give the person the truth. And the truth is that if you don't give your life to Jesus, you're already condemned. And you are condemned to hell and to hellfire. So check your life and check those who are glued to your life. Check your life. There are people that certain people cannot get close, because anytime they get close to you, you are so judgmental, so strict, so unforgiving, so some way. And they feel less of a person around you. And such a person can be lost completely. So in your workplace, those who are unbelievers, you must be able to balance grace with truth, that they can get close to you. Because if they don't get close to you, they will not see the Christ in you. That is the hope of glory. So don't become cranky, self, full of yourself, self-righteous person. Because you, your righteousness is filthy rags. Filthy rags in the eyes of our God. Filthy rags. Your righteousness. On your best day, what you think is very righteous is filthy rags. Also go with only grace. You never tell people the truth. For you, you never tell people the truth. Every person around you is false. Every person around you is smoking. Every person around you is in prostitution. Every person around you is dating 3 or 4 guys. Every person is singing. They are doing profane things and singing here and there and all that. And you are cool with that. And because you don't want to offend them. Oh, sisters. You never want to offend anybody. Okay? Okay? You are happy because you want to be seen as a fine person. You don't offend people. You are a very good person. For you, dear. Oh, this is my friend. Hey, this is my Christian friend here. Oh, no, this is a Christopher Mabano. Christopher Mabano, we are hypocrites. They are hypocrites. Oh, I'm going to come and change my son, but I'm going to come and she knew for. And I'm going to have to wait on you. Let me. What if you have here? Yeah, I'm going to ask you. Now you're there. Is it? Are you there? Come here, yes, you are. Come here, thank God I'm not Jesus Christ. Thank God I'm not Jesus. So check your life. When everybody around you, because you are a Christian, no, it cannot be that in the balance of grace and truth, everybody will like you, and in the balance of grace and truth, everybody must hate you. No, check your life. If everybody likes you, there's a problem. And if everybody hates you, there's a problem. It means you are not balancing it. Some should like you, some should hate you, because you are living for grace and truth. Don't let them save me, but I'm waiting here on the ground. That means that you're only giving them grace without truth. And because of your faith that you want to save, because of your niceness that you want to save, they will be led to hellfire. Because you don't want anybody to be offended, they will be led to hellfire. And they will go to hell because you don't want them to know that you offended them. No. And because some of us do, we are truth people, very strict. Hey, my moto guru bushakata. Hey, moku. Hey, money boy. Sorry, baby. Check. Pay for. Demons. Satan. Status. Now I ultra morning motivation, afternoon motivation, evening motivation. What do you hell again? Now only
what they say cheese. Now they hear video. Now they don't eat. Said I'm a double. But I didn't eat. What they say cheese. Now they video. Now they put it on status. Now they TikTok. Now what they ask? You oh, but what do they tell you? And brother, because of that character of yours. Because of that character of yours, the person will not even like to know your Christ because you have judged the person already. The person wouldn't even like to know your Christ because you are just too raw. You no attachment of grace. Do you know that the person who is playing overture, say cheese and all that? God loves those people. God wants to use them. Satawale. God wants to use Sakodie. So don't be judgmental and do whenever you see them, what to hell. Moment. Hey, Apostle Paul was the man who was killing people. He was a murderer. And this God that we serve, he used him because of Apostle Paul. Everybody has something to say about their Christian life. So brother truth, the grace of God located Paul. The grace of God located David, who was killing, who was murdering people and taking their wife. So ascertain yourself, check your life. Were you grace or were you truth? Or you are grace and truth? The mere fact that I'm saying, go and balance your Christian life. Grace and truth. Hey, sister, we'll finish your own bonament here now. Miss Rebecca, me chill out, grace. Nami Bola Bona. Nami Bola Bona. Sister, and the message be a matching. Message be a matching. Hey, powerful. With your bow finish your own. Oh boy, you need to pray. Don't want born future. Hallelujah. I want to leave you. I want you to assess yourself and know that God, the Jesus that we follow, was full of grace and was full of truth. So don't choose one over one. Every time you meet somebody, let truth and grace go. Let grace and truth follow. Let grace and truth in dealing with people be very truthful. Very truthful. Don't even bend grace. Don't even bend truth for them. No. Tell the thing as it is. But as you are saying it, say it in grace. As you are saying it, say it in grace. Don't bend anything because you want people to love you. No. Say it as it is in truth, but say it with grace. Say it with grace, because even the Westerner, God wants to use that person, and God loves that person. Even the Westerner, God wants to use that person. I have witnessed people ask me. So me, when you check my life, everybody's around my life somewhere. No, my life, everybody's around their son. They are very strict, very good, very crazy believers. And some of my daughters, oh, Jesus is Lord. But they will change. And as they meet me, and we try to, by God's grace, almost all of them have changed. Almost all of them, they have changed. Now they have become very righteous people, very good Christians. That time, you need to give them the grace. As they are relaxed,
on the grace of God and they are sipping juice, then you give them the truth. As they are sipping juice on the grace of God, then you give them the truth. Say, what you are doing, if you don't stop, you are dying, you are going to die. If you don't stop, this is going to happen. If you don't stop, this is going to happen. At that time, they would accept it. Have you been blessed by the message? Have you been blessed by the message? Have you been blessed by the message? Wonderful. So let's go and be grace and truth ambassadors. I pray for each and everyone here in the name of our Lord Jesus. That oh God. Amen. Amen. I can feel people are blessed. I can feel people have responded to the message. I can feel that people have now know where they are. Some of us, you know that you were on pure grace, but today you are going to be full of grace and full of truth. Some of us, you know you were pure truth, but today you are going to be full of grace and full of truth. Definitely there might be one or two people who don't understand the message. Say, Uncle Ben, are you sure? Are you sure, sir, for the God wants to use sir for the or Shatawale, or are you sure God wants to use Kadibi? Are you sure God wants to use who is even the worst? Which people do people think they are the worst of all? Yes, Nicki Minaj. Are you sure God loves Nicki Minaj? Exactly, absolutely. God loves that person. That is why, as a believer, you must also love the unbeliever. In their sin, love them and let your heart go for them. Let your heart go for people when they are sinning. Let some love move you. When you see someone sinning, money and show and money anywhere he and can't hell in Guna Braboso. Don't let it become like, nah, you are going to hell already. No, but love the person and know that there was once I was in this same thing, but in a different form. But God loves me and God has changed me. Then he can change you. You see, people look at your heart first before they listen to what you say. People look at your heart first before they listen to what you say. No matter how good you are as a speaker, if your heart is not right, eventually the people will leave you. I have left people that they were crazy prophets. Some men of God that I met, they can prophesy. I said, "Is God, I desire this thing so." But the moment I got close to them, I saw that their dealings and their heart is different. So I started drawing. Show people grace. Tell people the truth. And don't let one lead the other. Do it at the same time. Balance it. Find a perfect balance. Find a perfect balance. God is not a Catholic. God is not a Pentecostal. God is not a Methodist. God is not a Presbyterian. God is God. It is we humans, we brought segregation based on the kind of truth and grace we dissipate. Find the perfect balance. 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 And the Lord bless you. I'm so fortunate to have you here for this service. I believe you are so blessed. Go spread the word. Go demonstrate and live the word. Let Christian life be enjoying. And my Christian life, don't let the Christian life be so humdrum. The Christian life is simple. It's a lifestyle. Christianity is not a religion. It's a lifestyle. The Christian life is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Amen, 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 everybody. God bless you for blessing me. God bless you so much. I love you too. God bless you so much. Let me bless you before you go. Very crucial. Let me bless you. These blessings will go with you, with your house, with your generations. Amen. My God. Let me bless you. Allow me to bless you. My God. Rada baba kode gede. Just for now, think about it. Should I? Joe, should I? Okay. Okay, I'll upload it to bless other people too. God bless you for informing me. Okay. Now let me bless you. I bless you with the blessings of God. Your head is anointed like never before. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Your head is anointed like never before. The favor of the Lord will locate you. The glory of the Lord is with you. The holiness of God will move with you. You are humble like never before. Pride will not find its cause and its roots in you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Mantaradabashata. I pray for you. Let the love of God that is shed abroad in your heart be demonstrated to the people around you. May your Christian life be beautiful. Show people that God loves them. And then the prosperity of the Lord will be with you also. The peace of God will be with you. I pray in the name of Jesus, let God release prophetic angels around you. Let your house be saved in the name of Jesus. Signs and wonders is your portion. Unity will come through for you. I pray in the name of Jesus, mom and dad's condition is been resolved right now in the name of our Lord Jesus. Maratala baba baba baba. The wisdom of the Lord is coming upon your life like never before. I pray for you. Let accusations leave your life in the name of Jesus. Let apathy leave your life. Backsliding is leaving your life. Betrayal is going. Carnality is leaving your life. You will not compromise. You will not compromise because of the grace of God. You not compromise because of the grace of God. You not compromise the truth because of the grace of God. There will not be confusion in your life. In the name of Jesus. There will not be disorderliness in your life. Spirit of control, leave your life. Covetousness is leaving your life. Death is leaving your life. Deception is going. Distraction is leaving. Division is going. My God and my Father. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Gossips, they are leaving your life. Doctrines of false prophets is living your life. False apostles is living your life. False teachers and false teachings is living your life. Greed is living your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Idolatry, go. In the name of Jesus. Immorality, go. In the name of Jesus. Jealousy, live your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Legalism is living your life. Lukewarmness is living your life. Rebellion is living your life. Pride, sickness, infirmity, out of your life. in the name of Jesus. Slander is leaving your life. Slothfulness is leaving your life. Treachery and witchcraft will not have control over you, my God and my Father. Rabba Shonimi Hanta. Paradaba Sandele Kozinimiya Rabasinimiya. Rade Broskotole Bariana Rabasande. I pray for you that you will be blessed. I pray for you that you will be blessed. I pray for you that you will be blessed. I pray for you that you will be blessed. In the name of our Lord Jesus, accidents will not happen in your life. Conspiracies will not happen around your life. You will not be divorced. You not be separated in the name of Jesus. God will deliver you from false brethren in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray for you. Immorality disappear from your life in the name of Jesus. Let hindrances leave your life. Let blockades leave your life. Let obstructions leave your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. My God and my Father. Manipulations leave your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Occultists is leaving your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Satanism is leaving your life. Stagnation is leaving your life. Makuni miyan tarabra sonde rebra bashanda. Rabarakadini miyan rabashanda rabasande. Warlocks, witches, and wizards, wolves entering your house in the name of Jesus. You are redeemed. I pray for unstewarded favor for you in the name of Jesus. You will not die before your time. Your promotion will not die before his time in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are blessed and highly favored in the name of our Lord Jesus. I rebuke the enemy. I rebuke the thief. I rebuke the destroyer. I rebuke the killer. The Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes just to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. I pray you are having the life of God in the name of our Lord Jesus. May you receive the promotion that you are that you are crying for, Mrs. Tawa, in the name of Jesus. I pray the thief will live your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. May you have life and have it abundant in the name of Jesus, my God and my Father. I pray that may your storeroom be full. May your storehouse be full. May your basket be full. I pray that may God rebuke every liar from your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that may God give you inheritance in the west, in the east, in the south, in the north, in the name of Jesus, my God and my Father. I pray that may you have heavenly inheritance in the name of Jesus. The Bible said we are seated in Christ Jesus. We are seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. We are having heavenly inheritance in the name of Jesus. I pray for maturity for you. May you grow into the full stature and the full nature of Christ in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are blessed. You are redeemed. You are blessed. You are redeemed. You are highly favored. You are full of grace and you are full of truth. The Lord bless you. I love you so much. Kindly follow me. Kindly follow me. Kindly follow me. And then follow me, please. Follow me, please. Kindly follow me. Manko Starababa. I love you so much. Let's live for Jesus. Let's live a life of grace. Let's live a life of truth. Be truthful to yourself. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Ba 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 sha na. Tomorrow we are meeting. The time is 7 PM GMT. We are meeting. The time is 7 PM GMT. Take my number. Call me. WhatsApp me. 0544-178-498. 0544-178-498. And the Lord will bless you. Very soon, we are going to create the Growing Together podcast global page. Global page. So that every person from all spheres of life can be able to join. available. Hallelujah. So pick my number. So if I have your my number, I'll send you the link so that you join the Growing Together Podcast Global page. Growing Together Podcast. The song is available by Elevation Worship. It is part of their new waves making album. That is the Graves to Gardens. God bless you and bye-bye. I'm seeing a lot of people here. God bless you for coming.